Now we turn to a pair of new novels set in Asia. The Gift of Rain is a first novel by Tan Tuan Eng, set in his home country of Malaysia, and Mosquito by Roma Tiern takes place in Sri Lanka during the current civil war. Reviewer Alan Chu serves as our guide.
The Gift of Rain opens in present-day Penang, an island off the coast of northern Malaysia. It's a first-person novel, told by the half-British, half-Chinese heir to a large trading and commodities company founded by the man's English father. "I've never seen the light of Penang replicated anywhere else in the world," this narrator, a businessman named Philip Hutton, says. "Bright, bringing everything into razor-sharp focus, yet at the same time warm and forgiving, making you want to melt into the walls it shines on." His narrative seems to have the same effect as the light. A visitor arrives at Philip's large island house, and everything begins to shift and change. The visitor is a Japanese woman, dying from the long-term effects of the atomic blast at Hiroshima, and the childhood sweetheart of a Japanese diplomat and Aikido master named Hayato Endo. As Philip turns his mind back toward the past, we meet Endo. In the sweet time before Japan invades Malaysia, the older man becomes young Hutton's teacher, training the boy in Aikido, this yoga of swordplay and body blows. The boy becomes stronger by the day, even as Endo takes on a larger role in his life. When the Japanese invade, Philip's bond with Endo leads him to become a collaborator. How the war he fights within himself plays out against the background of the war spreading across South Asia makes the book an engrossing story of interlocking worlds and times. Another look at this part of the world, and another war, comes in Mosquito, the fiction debut of painter Roma Tiern, a young woman born in Sri Lanka and raised in Britain. Sri Lankan nights, as Tiern depicts them, seem darker than dark. The rain in this novel comes down in torrents, and the civil war, one that still threatens to tear apart the writer's home country, also threatens the main character's souls. In her moody, painterly depiction of the encounter-turned-love affair between a Sri Lankan novelist and his neighbor's daughter, Tiern links her love story to national politics with a vengeance. And as the lovers grow closer, despite the difference in their backgrounds and ages, mad revolutionary warriors and ideologues make plots that will eventually trump the best-laid plans of the innocent and destroy the worldly wise. You feel the desire, the affection, and the menace in these pages, along with the rain and heat. Exotic, yes, both of these novels seem that way to a Western reader, and yet both carry us with a deep familiarity into war and the hot, worrisome weather of life.
Alan Chu teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia. He reviewed the novels Mosquito and The Gift of Rain.